This is TWiT.
On to a few more stories we're following today. Google I.O. starts tomorrow. For those of you in the I don't know, this is the annual developers conference in San Francisco where all the latest stuff is revealed, as long as it has to do with Android OS, Android Wear, Android Auto, and Google's cloud-based services. We expect news on the mysterious Android M, Chromecast, Cardboard, and more. Jason Howell and Mike Elgin will be at the event, and Leo will be here in the studio with a whole gang of Google experts for the rest of this week. Yesterday, we saw reviews and first looks at Android Auto, Google's new service that connects your smartphone with your car and lets you access Google Maps or Spotify by voice, steering wheel controls, or touchscreen graphics on your dashboard. Android Auto also includes a safety feature that will lock your phone while your car is in use to help remind you to keep your eyes on the road. As a side note, in today's i5 for the iPhone, I recommend a great iOS app that will do the same. You can download that episode at twit.tv. Android Auto is available now in the 2015 Hyundai Sonata. Just ask dealers to download the software for free. Also, Engadget reports that all of Chevrolet's 2016 models will support both CarPlay, which is from Apple, and Android Auto. Recode reports that Oculus CEO said today that the soon-to-be-available virtual reality Oculus headset will, and the computer needed to run it, will cost in the $1,500 range. In other Oculus news, the Facebook-owned company just bought a computer vision startup called Surreal Vision. According to Read Write, Surreal Vision could help Oculus extend virtual reality to real reality. Surreal Vision helps create accurate 3D models of actual scenes. I think that's teleportation that they're talking about. Surreal Vision says their technology will lead to virtual reality and augmented reality systems that can be used in any condition, day or night, indoors or outdoors. Quote, they will open the door to true telepresence where people can visit anyone, anywhere. I, for one, am ready. Speaking at the Code Conference here in California today, Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel publicly announced that they were planning an IPO. We have no more details because his announcement automatically disappeared after 10 seconds and we were too embarrassed to take a screenshot of it. And finally, who says bizarre crowdfunded video games about cats never make it to the real world? Not me, not after today. Maybe you remember Cat Lateral Damage. It's a first-person shooter, but instead of being a person or a shooter, you're a cat knocking things off counters and shelves. The game raised $62,000 on Kickstarter last year and is now available to you and to me for $9 on Steam. You are welcome.